All right, late one for us. Well, you know, I think this has been a good, good process here. A lot of work from, Nick Osorio, Monty, Austin Ford, our scouting staff. They've really worked hard over the last really year. But even, you mind if we turn that down? I feel like we're, well prepared for the whole process, even though we got a late start on it in February. But those guys did a great job, and the coaches as well. So just sat there and, watched a lot of names come off the board. But feel good about our selection of Malcolm at 32. And we'll see how it goes. He's a guy that's played inside, on the nose, all the way outside to a five technique, kind of everywhere in between. So he's been moved around a little bit, played a little more outside this year, a little in Coach Strong's defense, a little more inside with the previous staff. But, there's plenty of snaps of him in a variety of spots. So look forward to working with him and then see how it goes here tomorrow.
Based on the mock drafts, which I know are kind of laughable from people on the inside, Malcolm Brown looked like a guy who would go a lot earlier than 32. Were you surprised that he lasted as long as he did?
I think this is one of those drafts where it's, you see guys in those mock drafts. One draft's got him at 15, other guy's got him at 65, same player. So, and I don't know. Just seems like there's a lot of spread on a lot of players in this draft. I don't know. I don't really put a lot of stock into that.
How much do you like Malcolm's maturity and some of the things that he showed, certainly with his family life?
I think that's, impressive. Staying in school, finishing up at Texas, starting a new program this year in his senior year, and all that, I think he did a lot of things that would lend themselves to, making good decisions, being loyal, committed, sticking with it, finishing the job, all that type of thing.
Is part of what makes him rare his athleticism for a player his size?
Yeah, I think he's athletic for 320 or whatever he is.
Mm-hmm. How does that show itself on the field, the athleticism?
For him.
He can run, plays on his feet. He's got good quickness.
How close were you, if at all, to trading that pick? Were there active discussions?
We picked Brown.
But what do you like most about him that might translate to him being a good pro?
I think but for anybody to make that transition, it takes a lot of things, so. Hopefully he's got all the components that are necessary, or at least a lot of them. But, he's got a long way to go, like every rookie does coming in. He's got a lot of work to do, a lot to learn. And it's a lot different in this league, playing against a lot better people on the other side of the ball. But we think he's got an opportunity to do that. We'll work with him, see how it goes.
You mentioned his versatility. You have a lot of guys now in the front seven, whether it's Easley or Malcolm or here, just a number of guys do a number of different things. We've always coveted that ability to do that, but how can you do that with a 320-pounder, I guess? How can you take advantage of his versatility?
I don't know. We'll just see how it goes. I don't know. We just have to bring him in here, teach him what we do. Evaluate him relative to our other players, and then eventually we get to game planning and so forth. Try to do what we think's best for the team, him and everybody else. I mean, it's not about one guy; it's about utilizing all your and all the athletes that we have, all the players that we have, and how that all works. I don't know; might be different from game to game, might not. We'll see.
Anything surprise you from the first round of the draft?
I mean, we're kind of just more focused on what we were doing. I mean, after about the first 20 picks, I mean, it's not really much just standing there watching until that point. But after that, then, you know, we could see how things are falling, taking a look at the guys we might want to consider and, you know, just watch it unfold pick by pick and, you know, whether we were going to move one way or another or stay or what, you know, it's just not normal.
How much were you set on selecting a defensive lineman as opposed to maybe somebody else on defense or an offensive lineman? What kind of consideration?
We try to consider all the guys we felt like would help our football team at that point for value, and Malcolm Brown's the one we selected. So there are other good players up there, other good players that are still on the board that would help us. I'm sure they'll help a lot of other teams, but, you know, we do what's always best for our team.
You mentioned the two coaching staffs and his different role under Mac Brown's staff and then Charlie Strong's. What kind of evolution, what did you see from his junior season to his senior season in terms of his overall development?
Well, he just played outside a little bit more this year than he did in the past. And, you know, I think for a guy his size to play out there and being a little bit more in space, you just saw him in some different situations, different matchups than, you know, he did when he was – you know, between the guards, on the center, or in the gap, or that kind of thing. So,
you guys like those Malcolms, huh?
That's a coincidence.
Do you have anybody physical built?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of 320-pound guys around here, so. We'll see. I mean, he, you know, every guy's their own player, so work with him and see how it goes.
Obviously, you lost Vince this offseason, so I think some people will immediately say, "Oh, you replaced Vince." Is that unfair, or are there similarities, differences?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's both. We'll see. I mean,
as you look ahead to the next 2 days, obviously much more work to be done. What do you see on, you know, the rest of the draft in terms of depth here that could help your team?
Well, I think we'll have to kind of recalibrate tomorrow and reset our board as if it's the start of the draft, and 32 names have been eliminated. Some needs have been filled with other teams that have selected, and kind of go through the same process. I mean, we're in a little bit of a unique situation where we have those three picks around 100. Whatever it is, 96, 97, and 102, whatever it is, 101. Yeah. So, you know, we have those three picks there together, whether we want to, you know, what that would look like, or maybe those picks are movable, maybe they're not, I don't know. But it's, you know, kind of unusual to have three picks like that, you know, clustered together. So I'm off to talk about that situation. I mean, it's still 60-some picks before we even get to that point, so there's a lot of what-ifs, but I'll just talk about that situation and, you know, look to where we'd be here in the second round at 64. And kind of the same as this morning or tonight. And a lot of teams are going to pick before we're really even close to getting up the bat, so just do the best we can. We get our opportunity to go. But, you know, it's really treated as three separate days. Reset the board today, and then reset the board for Saturday after we get through the second and third round.
Were there any other characteristics that made Malcolm Brown stand out to you from the other prospects?
Based on the players that were on the board, we felt like he was the best player for us. So combination of his talent, work ethic, production, skill set relative to what we're looking for. So we felt like he was the best for us.
When you studied his film, do you see examples of him, let's say, like reading a screen pass or reading and reacting, you know, similar to the techniques that you guys would play here with your defensive linemen?
Yeah. I mean, again, he's played in a couple different systems. I mean, I think you can see the guy do a number of different things. He's not just, you know, always doing the same thing. So there's plenty of film on this guy against, you know, good competition.
And just from a general sense, you know, the last 2 years we saw that the trades really were different, but meaning the last two drafts. Like, you guys got a lot for moving down, 2 years ago. And then last year we saw Seattle maybe not get as much from a similar spot. I'm just, because it just sort of shows how the trade market can vary from year to year. Like, how would you characterize, just from your sense of it, general discussions? Like, was it heavy activity, or maybe this was a year where there wasn't as much trade discussion?
Well, I think at this point in the draft, I mean, the trades are really player-driven. So somebody wants a player, depends on how much they want them. I don't think necessarily. I mean, we've studied the trade values through the years at different points, how many spots to different points in the draft and so forth, and compared that to what our drafting charts would indicate. But in the end, it's, you know, it comes down to any other transaction. How motivated is the buyer? How motivated is the seller? And we're trading for a particular player at this point. You know, when you trade up, you're not just, you know, there's a guy you're coming to get. So that's what's the motivation? How much do you want to move out? And if you feel like you can get the same player or a comparable player later and get something extra for it, then it makes sense to move back. You know, if you don't want to give up that value, then probably stay unless there's some price that makes you move. So, but I think each one of those is individual. I don't think that there's, if you're motivated to sell, then you'll sell cheap. If you're not motivated to sell, then it's going to take more, and vice versa.
How much does versatility along the line impact or impress you about him? The ability to play all over the line.
I think it's a little bit unusual for a guy, you know, that size. You know, so I mean, he's got a variety of skills, but I mean, it's not unprecedented or anything. I don't think this is something that's never happened before. I mean, I certainly would put it in that kind of category.
You said he played more inside this past year at Texas?
In 13.
Bill, just hypothetically, if he weren't there when it came your turn, would you have been more prone to see if you could move out?
Well, I don't know, he was there, so. I mean, like, we don't sit there and have those discussions. You know, Phil Sims is there, would we take Phil Sims? You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you know, throw up like 1,000 hypothetical questions. I mean, I don't know the answer to any of them, so.
Last year you mentioned Wade Beasley could disrupt the pocket or break up plays. Do you see similar sorts of trades with Brown?
I mean, Beasley's 260 pounds. Malcolm Brown's 320 pounds. I mean, I think they're different players.
Could you say
Beasley?
What's
Beasley?
Only
260 or whatever he is. And there's two different players.
I don't understand that the college stats don't translate to the NFL, but he had a lot of run stops reading different accounts of his play, a lot of plays penetrating against the run. Is that reflective of an area that you needed to address in your mind? And does it have...
Yeah, I mean, we're not... I mean, we've got to evaluate players for what... Based on what we see, we give them a grade based on what we think they'll do for us. We can't really control who they play against or what system they play in or anything. We just have to take what we see and try to project it forward. So, I know we took Seymour, like it was a big crisis because he only had half a sack in college or whatever, and he couldn't rush the passer. And you know, I don't think that's very accurate, but, you know, that was the big, you know, couldn't get over that. So, I worry more about what they are when they get in our uniforms and what, you know, what they actually do. We take them based on what we think they can do. You know, we've been right some, we've been wrong some. I mean, just like everybody else in the league. So it's nothing really. It is what it is.
Bill, saw that Matt Patricia was down at the Texas Pro Day, I think it was last month at some point. How important was his input, I guess, in terms of evaluating now?
Well, I mean, our coaches and scouts have been out all spring. We've seen a couple hundred guys probably. I don't even know how many it is. It's been a lot. So, you know, guys that have seen different athletes were, you know, just part of the mean, it's a big mosaic, and there's a lot of different components of it. That's one. A lot of other ones, but that, yeah, it's definitely one.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, all right. See you all tomorrow.